This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Valley, who's now head of Stand Up America. For 20 years, he was the Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. And we want to get his thoughts on a number of critical issues related to the war on terror, including another major kill, this time by Somali security forces of all entities, taking out the mastermind of the 1998 embassy bombings. We also want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in Libya and Afghanistan, time permitting. And, General, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be back again.
Well, this certainly has been a banner 6 weeks for taking out some major al-Qaeda figures, obviously bin Laden, another major one in the weeks following that. And now this Fazul Abdullah Muhammad, who is apparently the mastermind of the 98 bombings. If he must have been the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed of that operation, since bin Laden was still spearheading the organization. But is this just a matter of two major kills kind of as a coincidence over 5-6 weeks, or are we definitely picking up the pace in terms of tracking these people down?
Well, I think the last one in Mogadishu, Somalia, I think he just took a wrong turn, ran into a bad situation. I don't think it was anything we had to do with it. But as far as bin Laden and other high-value targets, that program's been in existence now for almost 10 years. It's followed up very closely by our FBI, CIA, and special operators within our armed forces, and also international intelligence sources that come out of Paris, out of Berlin, and other capitals where intelligence is processed through, including London. So as they process this, then certainly we have people positioned along with allies to take out these high-value targets or at least capture them. And so that's what's happening.
One of the things that has concerned us, of course, in recent years with respect to Somalia is perhaps the vacuum of any sort of order there, and that's always a prime breeding ground for groups like al-Qaeda. Like you said, not to read too much into this one kill of Fazul Abdullah Muhammad, but does this suggest things are perhaps a little more stable than we thought in Somalia, or is this just an isolated incident?
I think it's just an isolated chance incident that occurred, and they happened to take them down. But certainly, when you look at Yemen, now that's in turmoil, which is one of the major hubs of al-Qaeda, you look at within Somalia itself, many groups in there working, which are radical jihadists. So that really is more of a breeding ground now, to an extent almost greater than Pakistan, which is still very high in developing, recruiting, and training radical jihadists. And again, that's what our intelligence is all about, trying to determine what targets are out there and then terminating them when we can.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army General Paul Valley. And General, let's move up a little bit north in Africa to Libya now. There's a new poll out showing there's only about one out of four Americans that support this mission. We already know from last week that it's quite a bit over budget. There's been some rumblings of us tapering off the mission to some extent. We know the Norwegians have announced they're backing down, not that they were necessarily the cog in the machine that made the whole thing work, but what does this tell you about what we are and aren't willing to do there?
Well, I think there's a realization of the American people. Number one, we don't want to put our troops and our armed forces in harm's way unless there's a direct threat to the United States or a direct threat to American interests. In Libya, in the opinion of myself and General McInerney, and many others, that Libya is no threat to the United States. Therefore, we do not need to be involved. We think the likes of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and other Arab nations over there that have spent and acquired millions and billions of dollars of equipment, military equipment, to be able to take care of their own backyard. Now, you talk about over budget. We have spent, as I understand it, over $500 million in the support of this Libya operation, and we don't have the money. We're broke. So that means they're printing more dollars in Washington, D.C., and getting us further in debt on these type of situations like Libya. But certainly you have the United Nations. They say it's the United Nations effort right now. Well, 80% of the support of the United Nations NATO comes from the United States. There you go, over $500 million so far. So this is a lack of good leadership in Washington. It's a lack of the command authority not being able to understand the threats over there and what the conflicts are about and to make that decision. Yes, we say we're not getting involved, but yet we are. We say we don't want to take Gaddafi down, but yet we're certainly backing NATO to do that in the airstrikes on his compound. this is, again, a command authority that, to me, is totally inept in understanding the situation and how to deal with it.
General, you mentioned that the president has a stated goal of taking out Gaddafi. That goal, of course, has kind of morphed over time. But now that he's kind of laid down that marker, does he pretty much have to stay until that's achieved, or do you expect him to say that the original focal point of the mission of protecting the people of Benghazi and so forth has been achieved, and he'll give us cover to pull out diplomatically?
Well, it's hard to tell what this White House will do. He's violated the War Powers Act of 1973 already by over-engaging us on the time period that is a law of the United States now. And certainly you have a feeble Congress that's not holding him to the law, including John Boehner. So when he has violated the War Powers Act, that means that Obama is acting above the law, which is not consistent with the laws of the United States, but no one's challenging him on it. So since he's not gotten permission and received permission from Congress, he's in violation of the War Powers Act, and trying then to take vestige that he's supporting the requirements of NATO and the Arab League. Well, my question is, where's the Arab League participation in all of this? My position is, let happen what happens over there. We have to look at securing the United States. We've put our southern border now as a higher threat to the United States, our borders, than Pakistan, Afghanistan, or the Middle East, except Iran. And they would be the third major threat after our southern borders and after the first major threat to the United States, which we feel is stand-up America's financial collapse. So if you look at those priorities, Greg, financial collapse, our borders, our southern border particularly, and Iran, that's what we need to focus on and deal with, because we know Iran now, from the information I'm getting, they do have nuclear warheads, they do have a nuclear capability, and they can certainly put that on a Shahab 3 missile, put it in the Russian-provided Club K system, which is a container, and ship it through on a container ship off our shore 50 kilometers and hit New York and Washington. So if that's the chessboard that's out there that we see, then that's what our leaders should be focusing on, and not these civil strifes that are going on in Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya, and Syria, and so forth.
Well, General, unfortunately, our time is up. We will certainly touch on Afghanistan as we get closer to the decisions on the timetables for troop drawdown, something I know you're happy to see, but only if the strategy to replace it would be one that reflects the lily pad strategy and special forces operations that you've been advocating for.
We still have to have a good strategy even if we draw down and reposition our forces. That's exactly right.
And we look forward to getting into that more with you as time goes on, sir. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallee, former Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. He is now the head of Stand Up America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.